a Jewish settler on the West Bank was stabbed and shot to death today, a day after a four-month-old Palestinian baby was killed in Gaza by Israeli mortar fire. Palestinian leaders today denied involvement in a large shipment of arms and ammunition seized by Israel off the coast of Gaza. Israel's defense minister said the shipment shows the Palestinians are organizing for war. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Jerusalem.
Military officials announced the capture during a press briefing, timed to be carried live on the evening news. Israeli TV cameras panned back and forth over long, neatly arranged rows of artillery and ammunition. Navy Commander Rear Admiral Yedidia Ya'ari listed the booty.
Katyusha 107 millimeter,
107-millimeter Katyusha rockets. They have a range of 5 miles, he said. Long-range surface-to-air missiles. They can hit aircraft. Ya'ari said there were also rocket-propelled grenades, hundreds of mortars, light arms, and bullets. Sent by the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine General Command, or PFLP, headed by Ahmed Jibril. He said the arms were to have been put in barrels, dumped over the side of the boat, then retrieved by Palestinian security officials off the Gaza coast. The Palestinian Authority denied any involvement. A spokesman noted the PFLP has long been an opponent of Yasser Arafat. Regardless of who was to have received the weapons, military officials warned they could have dramatically altered this 7.5-month-old conflict. So far, it's been very one-sided. Palestinian light weapons have had little effect against Israel's military might. The nearly 500 people killed have been overwhelmingly Palestinian. Yesterday, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon apologized for the youngest victim so far, a 4-month-old baby girl named Iman, killed when Israeli tanks shelled her house in a refugee camp in Gaza.
I'm sure that our forces never had that intention to do it. I'm really sorry for that. And I'm sure that we'll make every effort to try and avoid tragic cases like that.
On Channel 1 TV last night, commentators speculated that arms shipments to Palestinians, like the one seized, could change the nature of this conflict. Surveying the displayed cash, military analyst Alon Ben-David said, "The Israeli army does not have a definitive answer to this. We saw how the military struggled against the guerrillas in Lebanon, who were armed with Katyushas and mortars." In an alarmist tone, one Israeli newspaper headline lists the Israeli cities that could be hit with Katyushas launched from Gaza or the West Bank. Prime Minister Sharon warned of a protracted conflict as he addressed the opening summer session of Parliament yesterday. This confrontation will not be short or easy, he said. Whoever said there was a quick solution was wrong, but we are determined to win. Next up at the podium, opposition leader and peace activist Yossi Sarid denounced Sharon for trying to force a military solution to a political conflict. Sharon is a man of the old and dangerous Middle East, he said. Our war is being waged against Palestinian independence and for our continued occupation over them. Despite the successful seizure of this large boatload of arms, officials estimate other shipments have gotten through. They warn Palestinians appear to be preparing for an escalation of the conflict. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.